2 Chronicles, chapter 26. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. It was he that built Aloph, and restored it to Judah, after the king slept with his fathers. Azariah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and in the days that he sought Jehovah, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and fought against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbal, and the Maonites. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Azariah, and his name spread abroad to the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceeding strong. And Azariah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the angle, and fortified them. And he built towers in the desert, and digged many cisterns, for he had much cattle, both in the lowland and on the plateau, husbandmen also, and vine dressers on the mountains, and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. And Azariah had an army of fighting men, that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael the scribe, and Maaseiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief fathers of the mighty men of valor was 2,600. And under their hand was an army host of 300, and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Azariah prepared for them, throughout the host, shields, and spears, and helmets, and coats of mail, and bows, and even sling stones. And he made in Jerusalem machines invented by skillful men, to be upon the towers and upon the bulwarks, wherewith to shoot arrows and great stones. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvellously helped, till he became strong. But when he became strong, his heart was lifted up to his downfall, and he transgressed against Jehovah his God, and went into the temple of Jehovah to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him priests of Jehovah, 80 valiant men, and they withstood Azariah the king, and said to him, It is not for thee, Azariah, to burn incense to Jehovah, but for the priests the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast transgressed, neither shall it be for thine honour from Jehovah Elohim. And Azariah was wroth, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of Jehovah, beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence, even he himself hasted to go out, because Jehovah had smitten him. And Azariah the king was a leper to the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of Jehovah. And Jotham the son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. And the rest of the acts of Azariah, first and last, did the prophet Azariah the son of Amos write. And Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the burial ground of the kings, for they said, He is a leper. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead.